Welcome to Blazing the World radio show with your host, Wanda Adams. You were just listening to The Best Weekend Ever, and that's by Alfred Singleton and the Singleton Family. And for you, for those out there that didn't get that, it's talking about the weekend that Jesus gave his life. You know, he was crucified and he rose from the dead. And so that's why he calls it The Best Weekend Ever. I am so excited about today's show. I have an amazing man of God, a trailblazer, a living legend, none other than my friend, I believe I can call him friend, Dr. Bobby Jones. Our chat line is open. If you want to ask a question, or if you want to type a question, we'll be glad for him to answer it. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. Saturday is Dr. Jones's birthday. So if you want to call in and wish him a happy birthday, please do so. But give a warm, blazing, the world radio welcome to my guest, my friend, the ambassador, Dr. Bobby Jones.
Well, hello. What do you mean? I think I can call him my friend. As long as we've been friends, my goodness. Well, hello, 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 pretty lady. I'm glad to say hello, and thank you for having me.
You know, I am so excited, Dr. Jones, about having you on the show. And whenever I ask you to do something, I know we're friends. You never turn me down. And I am so grateful and thankful for that. And most people don't know that you have a sense of humor that's out of this world. You always make laugh. You're a very humble man. But we're going to jump right into this thing.
Can you turn your mic up a little? Your sound is very low on my end. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
A little better.
Is it better?
Yes.
I have my volume all the way up.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we'll deal with
Okay. So we're going to jump right into this thing that have been living under rocks and stones. Tell them a little bit about the ambassador, Dr. Bobby Jones.
Surely you don't want to go that far back.
Yeah, I do.
Well, it starts in the rural part of Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, in the country, deep, deep country, where you raise pigs and cows and crops and cotton and all of that. So that's where my beginning was. It was called Henry. That was a little community of about maybe 400 or 500 people. And you know, that's where I started and went to high school in the county seat, as they call that one. It's called Paris, Tennessee, Henry, Tennessee. So, and then from there to Nashville, to Tennessee State University. That's the trail of my educational experiences. And then from there to teaching in various cities. Started in St. Louis, Missouri. And then from there I became textbook consultant with McGraw-Hill Publishers, and most of that part of my life was all education. The gospel elements did not really roll in until much later.
Okay, now I know you're going to hate me for saying this, but, you know, most people will always say that you're the ambassador of gospel music, but they don't know that you are the national ambassador for two countries. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a very interesting situation. It was about 8 of us that were invited down to Dominica for a festival, a song festival, Creole it was. And I just thought we were going to, you know, be there and enjoy the music and all. And these other people were mostly television personalities. And I was among them to be invited. And it was a great situation. But little did I know when they had another meeting while we were there, and they came back to me and said, Dr. Jones, the committee has decided that we'd like to invite you to be an ambassador of our nation. I said, an ambassador? Really? And, you know, and of your nation? He said, yes, sir. I said, oh, my goodness, yes, I would love to do that. Of course, you'll have to walk me through the steps of what you want me to do. And so they told me they wanted me to help them with economic development and help with tourism, bringing in the tourists to the country, because many people can see my show every week, and they would know a little bit about it. And it worked. All of it worked. Wanda. So that's how I got that ambassadorship. Two of the people were very famous too. One was on Days of Our Lives as a female, and then Alfonso one, I can't think of his name. He was on this big show with the star now. It was in those days. What I can't, I think, and the young lady, I can't think of it. It was who? Yeah, that's who that was. So that worked out well. I was very excited and was able to work that out. And once you become an ambassador, you are always one. But I worked with them for about 7 years. But, you know, I still tell people about it. And the other one was Bishop Neal from down the Bahamas invited me to go to the governor's mansion with him because I came in town for some occasion that they were having down there. I forgot what it was as well. So it happened almost the same way. They wanted me to become an ambassador for their nation. I said, the Bahamas, oh, yup, man. What you want me to do? We want you to bring some gospel music down here, huh? And get some other people to join us. And they said, well, you know, that's what it is. So God favored me with both of those opportunities to work with those gentlemen and ladies that govern those nations.
Well, I have a second question to ask you. Tell our listening, how many presidents have you met?
Well, four. Yeah, at least four. The one that I had the relationship with, which meant that I went to the White House more than any, was with Bush. And so
wow.
We really had a good relationship. Yeah, about five times I went there with him. And it was a wonderful experience. And one day I was walking down, some of us was walking toward the auditorium where we were going in. So the president came out kind of like behind us. He said, hey, Bobby Jones, how you doing? I said, oh, fine, sir. Thanks for having me here. Yeah, I watched your show last week. And I said, oh, President, you didn't do that. Ask Laura. Laura, did we not watch that show last week? I said, oh, my God, you really did. She's not going to lie for you. So I was kind of amazed that, you know, he was just that versatile in his musical selection, our television show selections. But, you know, he was a profound Christian guy. So we became good friends, you know, with that those visits to the White House. So he was in Bill Clinton I met. And the older man from Georgia, I met him. Name don't come up right now. You know, you get this age, you kind of like let names slip by you. What's his name? The one from Georgia, the president.
Jimmy Carter.
He's still alive. Who?
Jimmy Carter.
Yes, President Carter, yeah.
And you met
but you
Bill
know who
Clinton?
I didn't meet? Why, do you know who I didn't meet that I wanted to meet? Oh, I just wanted to meet him so badly. President Obama. I really wanted to meet him. Now, I had a good time with his wife. We showed up at several events together, one of which was Dr. Maya Angelou's passing, and we went to do tribute to her, and we did a performance there. Dr. Maya Angelou was a dear, dear, wonderful friend of mine. For 25 years, every Thanksgiving, there were about 75 of us that would meet in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and have our Thanksgiving with Dr. Maya Angelou. 25 years, ma'am. And so anyway, that's when I had a chance to meet Mrs. Obama as well. And, of course, you know, Oprah was going to be around. And by the way, Oprah and I were friends when she was here in Nashville. She used to come to my house. Yeah, I had a good time together, but after she got where she is now, she dropped me and picked up the wine and I got mad at her.
she didn't drop
I said, why did you?
Dr. Jones?
Huh? Huh?
She didn't drop me.
What'd you say?
I said, she didn't drop me.
Hit a droppy?
I said, Oprah didn't drop you.
Oh, yes, she did. She dropped me. She dropped me. I'm sorry for asking you I'm sorry for asking you to repeat that, but it might be my phone. I don't know. But anyway, can you hear me well?
I can hear you well, and I think our listening audience can hear you well.
Well, good. That's what's important.
We go on with any questions. I have a couple of listeners that want to ask you questions. This is caller. I want you to state your name and tell them where you're coming from and say what you need to say to Dr. Bobby Jones.
There's some noise going on.
This is caller from area code 716. Well, I guess they can't hear you, so we're going to take the next caller. This is a caller from Oklahoma. Caller, state your name and whatever you need to say to Dr. Bobby Jones.
Hello. Happy birthday, Dr. Jones. Can you hear me?
Dr. Jones, can you hear?
Yes.
Just call us. State
yes.
your name again.
Yes.
Hello?
My name is Minister Aquila Butler. Happy, happy birthday, Dr. Jones.
Yes, I could hear you a few minutes ago, and I had responded. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Well, I apologize. I could not hear you respond a few seconds ago.
Oh, yeah, I did. And thank you for that birthday wish, my friend.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I love me some Dr. Bobby Jones. I mean, truly, you are such a unique man. You are a ray of sunshine. God bless me to meet you years ago in the state of Missouri. In the gospel community, working there, doing some PR and media work, and you were so gracious, and I was so pleasantly surprised because, you know, Dr. Jones, you're such a humble man, but you really are the ambassador and more of the gospel industry, and you were just so pleasant, you were so down to earth and personable. And I just really just enjoyed being in your presence, being in the room, and just picking up on your great wisdom. So I guess you could say I am one of your biggest fans from afar. But I also try to watch and follow you, you know, as you continue on in what you do, not just for gospel, but making just a difference in what a real Christian and a man of God should portray.
Oh, man. Thank you for that. That's so nice of
you
to say that.
And thank you, sir. And this is not, you know, I know you hear a lot of fluff, and Minister Wanda knows me well. I'm not a fluff person. I'm just a very humble individual. But I love gospel. I love the gospel industry. I'm trying to make my blueprint, you know, as God gives it for me to do. But I have no problem recognizing our leaders and our vanguards. And I certainly, I'm old enough, but I remember growing up hearing my grandparents always say, you know, recognize, give folks their flowers, you know, be respectable. And in our society, I think today, not just in the gospel industry, but there as well, you know, many people, they've lost the respect factor.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just good to sit in the room. I'm sure you would agree, Dr. Jones. Sometimes the younger folk, we just need to be quiet. Listen and learn.
That's true. That's true. That's a good recognition of what's happening today. But I was always kind of one that loved people and would like to make them laugh like my mother. That's what she was.
Yes.
Like to have fun. I didn't like to be around negative people in situations, and I always guarded myself, tried to be in the right place at the right time. Not no goody two-shoe, you know. I was my little boy, and I was my middle-aged boy. You know what boys do. So I was running around trying to have my girlfriends and all like that, too. But I had a sense of respect for people, and God blessed me with that. And I'm forever grateful, and I appreciate you for letting me come into your home and sing the music with other people. So thank you for that wonderful presentation.
Well,
now
we have another call. Go ahead. Well, we have another call for Dr. Jones, and this is coming from 517-974. State your name and say what you need to say to Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones.
Well, I wanted to surprise him and wish Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones happy birthday. This is Dee Dee Singleton from the Singletons. How are you today?
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise. Hello.
Yes.
Which one of the Singletons
Hello.
Is this? Hello.
This is Dee Dee.
Hey, Dee Dee. I just got through listening to a piece of music that your brother put out. And it was good. It's really good. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Doctor. It means a lot coming from you, the ambassador.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm so sorry to hear about the passing of your sister. I mean, that was a surprise, really, really shaking surprise. So she's in a better place than we are. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you guys reached out when it happened. You know, it felt like a sudden death, even though it wasn't, but it happened so quick. We couldn't even have time to process what she was going through. But you know what? Mm-hmm. This is where faith comes. When you trust the process, you trust in the Lord, whether he do what we wanted him to do or not, heal on this side or on the other side of glory. You know, it is well with my soul, and I
Amen.
Trust him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing to do.
So,
yes, ma'am.
That's all we have.
Hey, BD, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you sing Happy Birthday to Dr. Jones?
Well, of course I will. I let me get my voice together.
Oh, Dee, your voice always together.
I'm going to sing this to Dr. Jones.
All right.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Jones. Happy birthday to you.
Had to put that gospel in there, didn't you? Well, it was wonderful.
Dr. Jones, and we had kept on. She'd have gave you that Singleton twirl.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We love you, and I just hope you enjoy your day, and hopefully we'll see each other soon.
I hope so. I'd look forward to that. I really, really would. So when we start taping again, I'm going to have to let you guys know so you can come down and be a part of our ministry again, because we really enjoyed having you. Yeah, you went to, the Singletons went to, where did we go? Italy?
Yeah, we went to Italy.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, I tell you. That experience, once things get better, we'll do it again for you, Dr. Jones.
We'll do it again. I love it. Okay, then. Well, good to hear from you, and give my love to everybody.
I will.
Okay. God bless you.
Well, before I take another call, Dr. Jones, I'm going to play a song, and this is by David and Tiffany Spencer. It's called Gonna Make It, and I want to get your viewpoint. I want you to tell me what you think of this. So everybody listen to Gonna Make It. It's one of my favorite songs by David and Tiffany Spencer.
Praise, Dr. James Willis and my group New Praise, we have a brand new single called Free to Worship, and it's available on all digital outlets. So get your copy today. And now you're listening to ANA presents Blazing the World, Ministry and Music. Tune in. Yeah, yeah.
Blazing the World, Ministry and Music. Blazing the World, Ministry and Music. Yeah, yeah. Brother Adam Jones.
So, Dr. Jones, I just played a little snippet of David and Tiffany Spencer's I'm Gonna Make It. What did you think about that song?
Well, you know, I could barely hear it because there was so much static in it. But what I heard, it was phenomenal. It was, you know, I could hear the background a little bit and him. But, man, I'd like to hear that again. Maybe we could get it and use on my radio show as well.
Well, I'll send it to you. Now, I'm going to see if you can hear this better, and I want you to tell me who this is. This is going to be a guessing song for Dr. Jones. But you
okay,
tell me
I hope I can
is.
Hear it. Okay.
Okay, I hope you can too. And sometimes that happens with blog talk, so I apologize because my volumes are up to the max. But tell me who this is.
Okay.
Right now,
my God,
whatever you need,
right now,
right now.
Now, Dr. Jones, do you know who that is?
That was absolutely fabulous. Put your hands in the air and your feet on the floor. That's exactly what I was doing. Was that the
now,
Singleton?
Who was that, Dr. Jones?
Oh, I said, was that the Singleton?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Am
I right?
Yeah, that's the Singleton. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought that was. That was great. That was great. That was great, boy. You can play that again.
You want me to send you that one, too? That's going to be
good.
Yes,
send me that one, by all means. Yes. Yeah.
Well, before I ask you some more questions, it's time for our ministry moment. And I believe Anita Williams is on the line, and she does our ministry moment. So, hold on just 1 second for me.
All right.
Apostle Anita Williams, are you
yes,
there?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Say your
yes,
comments
ma'am.
To Dr. Bobby, to Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones, and then you can give us our ministry moment.
Blessings. We're just so honored to be able to speak with you, to the Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones, and a blessed, wonderful birthday to you. We thank the Lord and bring you greetings all the way from Buffalo, New York. I'm Apostle Anita Ozella Williams, and we're honoring the Lord, praise God, founder of God's Ministry of Deliverance, Well Done Media, SWIM, Suffering Women in Ministry, and the Taking It to the Streets event, 34th annual in Buffalo, New York. Your word in a minute comes from the 27th chapter, very briefly, of the book of Acts, and it simply says, when all hope was just lost, it seemed like there was no way out, amen, of the storm. But yet an angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me and told me to tell you to be of good cheer. I want to encourage everyone that is listening today. I know it's rough. I know it's hard. But as we keep our hand in the hand of God, glory to God, the power of God will bring us out. I come to encourage your hearts today. Every pastor, be encouraged. Evangelist, be encouraged. Teacher, preacher, man, woman, boy, and girl. God has not forgotten you. It is not over yet, glory to God. And I need for you to be encouraged in that. As we keep our hand in the hand of the Lord, the power of God will deliver. Be encouraged. And thank you so much, Pastor Wanda, amen, for this wonderful opportunity. Everybody, be encouraged.
Amen. What did you think of that, Dr. Jones?
Well, let's listen to her sermon. I was listening, and I accept what she had to say. So blessings to her.
Well, we have everybody want to ask you questions. I have another caller on the line.
Well, make sure that that's what they want to do now. Or do they want me to listen?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, whatever questions or whatever you say, I have a caller from 716-217. State your name and whatever question you may have to ask or whatever you want to say to Dr. Bobby Jones.
Dr. Jones, hello, sir, and God bless.
Good evening.
Such an honor. Good evening. It's an honor to talk to such a legend. I grew up watching your show on BET. I greatly miss it. And I saw how many artists you were a blessing to, and were able to share their music with the world because of your show. And so I want to first and foremost give you respect and honor and say happy birthday to you, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you a lot. I appreciate that. So where are you calling from?
I'm from Buffalo, New York. I'm actually calling us from, and I had a question about the music artistry of today. Basically, as a new upcoming artist, I've been singing for a long time, and I have some recordings that I've released recently. And I'm wondering what advice you have for artists today who don't have maybe those platforms that, you know, we once had. What vehicles do you recommend, or vehicles recommend to basically be able to expand and share your gifts that God has given you, on a larger level?
Well, you know, right now we're going through a crisis as it comes to communicating our music and our voices and whatever because of the pandemic. But I see that most of these artists are really finding a way to do that anyhow. They're using the computer. And, man, they are putting out new music, and, you know, they're bypassing everything that was negative and put it all into a valuable, positive resource. So the Internet is taking care of all of that that we could not care. And then, of course, the radio. Be in tune with whoever, you know, your radio gospel announcers and people are. And it's so difficult to get in and out of the churches, too, because they have restrictions on that. So, again, you know, they do the Zooming and all of that. I'm not that good with the computer. I'm a little old for that right now, so I let them do it. But God makes a way for us to get his word out. And patience, we just have to be patient. And then, you know, if soon we'll pass, and then we'll be able to get into the major media markets. So best wishes to everybody who's trying to do that.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. And I want to say happy birthday real quick. Just say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dr. Jones. Happy birthday to
you ought to quit that, boy.
Birthday,
you gotta
Dr.
quit
Jones.
That. That's Buffalo, New York style, huh?
Yes, sir. Buffalo, New York style.
Yeah, you put that gospel on the end of it. Well, I appreciate that so very much, my friend. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, Dr. Jones, I wanted to ask you a few more questions, and then I have somebody else that wants to say something to you or ask you a question. But how did you get started with BET?
I had a television show here in Nashville. It was a half-hour show that came on Sunday mornings. It started in 1976. And there were some producers that worked with me on that particular show. So there in New Orleans, Louisiana, the conference, they were every year there's a NAMM organization that come to look for new music and new shows and things. And these people took my show down there, and Bob Johnson was there, and he was starting the BET network, the satellite that is, and cable. And he saw the show because there weren't any that had black people in them. And there I was, all black and singing gospel music. And he saw the show, called and asked.
You're all black, Dr. Jones.
Yes, I'm real black, you know. little tinge of yellow in there somewhere. just a tinge, you know. I still got the black hair, you know, so that makes me legitimate. But anyway, he saw the show and asked if he could use it on his new show, his new network that was coming up. And I was happy to say, yes, sir, give me the opportunity. And he did, and 35 years, never missed a show, 35 years on Sunday morning with BET.
All right.
That answer your question?
Now, you did. You answered it very well. Now, I know that I'm getting ready to ask you a few questions about what's very dear to your heart. So tell us about how it was working with Albertino Walker.
Oh, that was an educational experience. It went from being a very dear friend to an educational experience because she was able to, you know, let me know a lot of things that they were, you know, had going on as they traveled around the country and working with the different singers that she had in and out of her group and tried to tell me what to do with. See, I was working with all women, you know. I had a background at that time with just six ladies, so I was happy to have them with me, and she would tell me how to manage them, you know. Now, you know, women are like this, and they'll do this or that, and then all the good things about them, you know, always support them. And it was a wonderful experience. She was just a great contributor to the industry and to the specifics of what I did, Bobby Jones did. And I carried her with me in a whole lot of places that we went. I always sent for Albertina Walker, Miss Albertina Walker, my dear friend.
I know that you have had the opportunity to work with so many artists, and you know, if nobody else is going to say it, I'm going to say it so that you can say Wanda Adams said it. You
okay.
have know, there wouldn't be a platform for a lot of artists today if it wasn't for Dr. Bobby Jones' gospel and for Dr. Bobby Jones. I mean, you have from Kirk Franklin to Jane Moss to Donna Lawrence. I mean, you have given everybody a platform to
and you
to
know, and you know what? You know what? That surprisingly, just about all of them come back to me to say that. You know, sometimes when you open the doors for people or something like that, you know, they pass it by and think it's all about them. But in this particular situation, I can truly say that the Kirk Franklins, the Vicki Winans, the everybody, including Patti LaBelle, Gloria Gaynor, all secular and artists, they always say, thank you for what you did. And, of course, I give the credit to Jesus because he made it, they were open for me, so I made it open for them. So, yes, I appreciate that. And they do.
And
they
I owe you a thank you, because whenever I would come to Dr. Bobby Jones present, you would always acknowledge me and tell people they need to work with me. So
all right.
I thank you for that, because you've been good
to
me.
Well, thank
so
you. You've been good to me. Okay.
And we will continue to have that relationship. Now, I have a caller that's calling from an anonymous number, but I'm going to pull them in. Caller, you're calling from an anonymous number. Do you have a question or comment for Dr. Bobby Jones? Hello? I guess they don't.
I think you lost him.
Well,
I hear something in the back. He just got disconnected.
Okay.
He just got disconnected.
Well, he hung up now, so maybe that's what happened.
You know there is some disturbance going on. I guess there's some weather situation, so that's probably because you know
I
had a hard time.
Here.
Oh, it is.
I understand.
Oh, okay then. Okay.
It's raining here, and
all right.
You know,
if he calls again, tell him I said. If he calls again, tell him I said hello.
You're so hilarious. Now I know. And I know this is a difficult question because I know you like working with everybody. But who was the person that you have worked with other than Albertina Walker that made an impression on you?
Well, you know, it's been so many after those 35 years, but I'll tell you who helped me mentally get started with gospel music, because I came out of the Methodist church, and as old as I am, we didn't sing gospel music in the church. They looked at gospel music as being annoying and common. So I had to learn what gospel music was all about through the Baptists when I came to college, you know, and listened to it when I went to church and started playing for their church in Nashville. But the ones that really I had a lot of respect for when I heard them, that really impressed me to see what I can do with this music and this industry. The first one was Andre Crouch. Andre Crouch, and the next one was Edwin Hawkins. So those two gentlemen and the style of singing and the professionalism that they carried with it, along with the spirituality, you know, you can be ever so professional that you lose just the spirit, but the spirit of gospel music has to be shown in many ways, and they did that. They had those qualities that impressed me terrifically. So those were two of the gospel folk that did. And of course, you know, my outside help came from, as we mentioned before, Dr. Maya Angelou, and believe it or not spiritually speaking, but just as a human being, Louis Farquhar. He came and did my show one. I bet you didn't know that.
That's one thing I didn't know.
Yeah, he's a consummate violinist, and when I say a consummate, they use him in Europe on major stages for his violinist. He is excellent, and he would just talk a lot about life when we are together, you know, and he understands Christianity better than many of us, and so he respects that, and I respect his way of worshiping, whatever he worships, you know, it's his business, and we're able to do that, but I've respected him for the work that he's done with me. But Dr. Maya Angelou was the cream of the crop. Nobody ever came close to being what she was to me for intellectual growth, and I really, truly appreciated that.
Well, we have another caller. And this caller comes from 517-775-1083. Caller, state your name and ask your question or whatever you need to say to Ambassador Dr. Bobby Jones.
Hello.
Bobby Jones, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
Good, good. This is Alfred Singleton.
Hey, Alfred. Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Good, my friend. What a pleasure to hear
blessed.
From you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I heard
yes, sir. You already know.
I heard your music a little earlier tonight, and I was truly blessed by it. It's great, man. So congratulations.
No,
miss seeing you, too.
I know, right? I know. It's been a while. Hopefully we'll get to see each other again soon here one of these days. And my question to you is in the industry of music, because from what I know of, technically you weren't really trying to go into doing the show, right? Or was it? Or music to a degree, right? Was that what it was? And what really, when it comes to the music portion, because you actually have a doctorate degree, three of them, right? Two or three of them, correct?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
When it came to music, was that something that just happened? Was that something that you were looking at? How did that really transpire when you came into that? And for the show, for the Bobby Jones show, and how did that really change and affect your life?
Well, I must tell you that it really was a special situation that God blessed me with, because I had no idea or no intentions of even thinking about doing anything in gospel music, because I didn't know it and I didn't sing it, and I still, you know, God made a way. But let me tell you, it was almost like something that's magic happened, because I'd left my whole career in education, where I had been an international textbook consultant. That's what I generally did, and that's what I have my doctorates in, you know. And so it was a wonderful blessing that God gave to me, you know, how things just happen. For example, let me give an example of something about even you. You had no idea that you were going to meet me, and that I was going to meet you and your sisters, and that I was going to invite you to go to Italy with me to do performance.
No, not at all.
No, you see, you got a free trip to Italy and got paid.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that was
that's the way God works.
Never
that's
forget.
That's the way God works. You know, you look up, and if you obey him, he will bless you with, you know, unbelievably. So this whole run in with BET, for example, I was doing television before I met Bob Johnson, but it's the one that really put me out there. It was all a blessing from the Lord, and I worship and praise him for it, and can't thank him enough. For Lord, I thank you for allowing me to come forth and bring messages about you so that people's lives could be blessed. And that's how it happened.
Amen. That's powerful. So I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, too. And I want to get your music, so Wanda will make it available for me, because I'll give it to my producers so that they can. It's so meaningful right now, you know. And as I told your sister, sorry to hear about your sister passing away.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all going, and we don't know when.
Amen.
So
Amen.
It's another one gone. All right.
Yes.
Well, it's good
yes,
to hear
yes,
from you.
I also play The Best Weekend Ever. That's the song that I started out. So he enjoyed that as well as I played right now. But I'm going to put you on the spot the same way I did Dee Dee. Sing Happy Birthday to Dr. Jones.
I had nothing to sing. You know, I know
I
you
will.
Can sing, boy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bobby Jones.
Oh, my.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to
All right,
you.
Now.
And I'm holding my son in my arms as he jumps on my back. You said what, sir?
You go, I said, you're going to take us to church, huh? On a birthday song. How about that? Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. And tell everybody how to for me. I told your sister that. They'll know it. Okay.
Amen. I will.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Well, see, Dr. Jones, that was a little bit of my surprise. I was going to make anybody sing happy birthday, and I forgot. Sister Paula Butler wanted to sing happy birthday to you. So do you mind if I bring her back on the line so she can sing it for you?
Yeah, and you don't have but, what, 5 more minutes?
I don't, but we're gonna do this, and then I'm going to close out with a question and close out with some music. But before I bring her on, I want to thank you so much. You know, I appreciate you. I love you to life. And here's Aquila Butler. She's going to make it short, but she's going to sing happy birthday to you.
Okey-dokey.
Go ahead, Aquila. Aquila? Well, I guess she's not there anymore.
Well, it's a connection problem.
You know, and that happens with Blog Talk, and, you know, I'm working on I'll be on some other stations, and that, you know, we'll do it sometime down the line, and I'm starting my own internet radio station. And so things will get better. But we thank God for the platform he has provided us with this season. So tell people how they can reach you and where you are on all the social media sites.
Well, yeah, my site is Bobby Jones, just Bobby Jones Gospel. You can get that. If they use the internet. And, of course, my number, I'll give it to you, and if anybody wants to call us at some point, let us know and leave a message, and we'll answer back. It's 615-750-3426. So they can use the computer or they can use the telephone to get to me, and we'd be delighted to hear from anyone that would like to. And as soon as this breaks, this problem
plague.
That we're having. Hello?
I said the plague.
The what? Oh yeah, the plague. Yeah,
As soon as
that's over and we can get started, anyone who would like to come and participate on our show, just contact you. Well, and you can. Bring them on down, send them on down, or do whatever what you want to do. But, you know, you can be my representative on that end, as you have been before, and I want to thank you and appreciate you for all the people that you brought to the Bobby Jones Presents show that airs on the Impact Television Network. A lot of people don't know that I'm still on the air, but I never left Impact. It's another black man that we have to start his satellite television show. And it's a good one, and I love it. So that's how they can do it.
And I'm going to be doing some things streaming as well. But if you want to get in contact with me, you know, my email address is marketingministry@live.com. My phone number is 678-602-6520. You can find me anywhere. But Dr. Jones, we're going to close out with your girl that was on your show and that had been down to where you were at your other location. But we're going to close out with Tanya Dallas Lewis. How about that?
Oh, that'll be fine. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you, okay? And talk to me real soon, all right? And,
all right.
And bless God, and bless everybody who listened in.
Okay, and here we go. We're closing out with Tanya Dallas.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it all when the sun comes shining through. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Any sun comes shining through. I'm talking about the S-O-N. To see all the rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometimes, I want to spend some time with you. Lord, just the two of us, we can make it, you and I. Just the two of us. Tell you what he did next. Listen. He picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Nobody,
nobody like you.
Told you.
Nobody like you.
Yeah. He picked me up and turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. Nobody,
nobody like you. Nobody like you.
Nobody like you. Listen. I searched all over, searched all over. Say now.